Brian Noonan in for Nick DiGilio. Nick will be back Monday morning. This is Friday morning for us, so the last day together with Dan and Esmeralda and Vic. I've had a wonderful week. It turns out I made a little mistake because I thought I'm goofy. So I told you I was shooting that that NBC episodic earlier Thursday night. Well, when I booked it, I thought, like most of the things I've done in TV, they start really early in the morning. That's why I thought, well, because I said, what time? When I found out I had booked it, I said, what time? And my agent said, oh, they'll tell you, but they usually don't tell you until about 8 o'clock the night before. And I'm like, oh, well, that doesn't really help me out. And I thought, okay, going back through my history of TV, everything, I always had early calls. I always had to be on set early. So that's why I figured, well, I won't work Wednesday night into Thursday, because I'll have to be up and at the set. Well, then last night at about 7:30, I find out my call wasn't until 5:15 tonight, and I'm like, "Oh, well, that was dumb. I could have worked Wednesday to Thursday, and then you know, probably still work tonight." But either way, so Mark was here last night and he stayed an extra hour today, but it was I'll tell you, you realize how much money goes into these TV shows. Just for, all right, for example, I'm a guy with one small part in one scene at the very beginning of the show. I go in on Wednesday to get fitted for my wardrobe, you know. So I go in, and the night before they had asked me all my sizes and this and that, so I send all my things, and I go in, and they had all brand new clothes for me to try on. New, like three different pairs of pants, a couple different shirts, a couple sport coats, a couple pairs of shoes, all in my size, all fit nicely, a new belt, some socks, t-shirt, everything. Now multiply this by every character. So today there was a, not counting the background, the extras who bring their own clothes, there were the main characters in the episode, so there's three of the main cast, the regular cast members were there, so they had all their stuff. Then there were like six or eight, maybe 10 day players or people who were here for just this episode. So all of that, and then multiplied by all the shows that they're, the money that goes out, and then the amount of people that it takes to work on it. This show, I was in a crane shot. Yeah, the show starts with a crane up close, and then it pulls back, and there I am, and, you know, it's insanity.
Up close on you or on the coffin?
No, it starts up close on a picture of the guy, and then then I start to talk, and it pulls out, and then the crane gets me, and then, boom, another camera gets me.
Did you try the accents?
I didn't do any accents, but I added a line. I added two things, which the director loved. Because there was no, I'm giving this toast, you know, but there was no button on the toast. There was nothing at the end. It was just, you know, just hung there. So I threw in a cheers at first. And they liked that during rehearsal. But then I thought, you know what? This is an Irish toast. I threw in a sláinte at the end.
Oh, look at you.
Woo-hoo. Do I get a writer's credit? Nope. So, yeah. So he liked that. And then it was just a cold open. So I added a friends raiser to get everybody's attention, to rally them around. They liked that, too. So he kept it. Didn't really have any direction for me. Just, you know, take a half step to your left. So you're more in, so we can line up the camera. Then they moved a couple extras out of the way. So, boom. It was just like you and me, Dan. Bang. Here's something weird. I'm on the set, and, you know, there's so many crew people doing an unbelievable job, and they're there, you know, they're there way before we get there, and they're still there, you know, tearing everything, because they got to get the crane out of there, and then there was a dolly shot, so there are tracks down with the camera on the dollies, and there's three other camera people. And then I'm looking at the lighting guys, and I go, that guy looks familiar. I played eighth grade football with the lighting director.
Yeah.
Who on my very first acting gig ever, way back in the late 80s, was for a Montgomery Ward commercial with Ditka. He was just starting his career in the lighting field then, and now he's been doing it for 30 years. And I was like, Mark? He goes, Brian? I go, Mark? And it was very cool. So somebody's asking, what's the name of the show? I don't think I can say the name of the show yet. It's one of the NBC shows, and it may have Chicago in the title. There, that narrows it down.
So you should watch all three of them.
You should watch all three of them starting, and I think this one airs sometime in September. It is the third episode of this series, of this season, season three of this show. These shows are doing good. Dick Wolf's making some money. He's got to slap that Chicago on in front. How about Chicago Radio? Then we could all be in that.
I like it.
Yeah, but then they'd bring in some people from L.A. and
yeah, you know, some pretty people.
They don't need to. Esmeralda's got her own catchphrase now, so.
Oh, I do, yeah.
What is that?
It's trash. I'll be starring in some, ambulance chaser lawyer commercials soon.
That's fantastic.
With me going, it's trash.
It almost sounds like Grand Ole Opry-ish, like something Southern fried.
Yeah.
It's trash.
Yeah,
I guess you could do it in any, you could do it in any accent.
I think that would be like season two, because I imagine it spins off into a sitcom.
Oh, it has to.
And, you know, there's got to be the fun theme. It would have a theme song because Esmeralda would demand it.
Of course.
And then, you know.
Why would you not?
At one point, her, you know, hands on her hips. It's trash.
It's trash.
And then I would do it in different languages.
Of course.
Yeah.
Because I could learn it's trash in all different Portuguese.
Yeah. That's an easy, one phrase.
Yeah.
Your catchphrase.
But she meets her southern cousin, you know, in like Missouri or something.
Well, that's not very southern.
No, it's not.
It's southern enough, but,
yeah.
You know, you go a little deeper.
Georgia,
Alabama, somewhere down there.
Wherever you want to go, Esmeralda, because at that point you're the star, and so to appease you, they're just going to take you to various places.
Yeah, you can do whatever.
It's like the third in the sequel where they go like across the world, because it's the only way the stars would sign up is they got a free trip to Europe, you know?
I'll tell you, being on set for a short time tonight, you can see how these actors and stuff get spoiled. You mentioned they treat Esmeralda good because she was a star.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, it's amazing. I had a stand-in.
Really?
That's right. Because I can't be on the set while they're setting the lights. That's insanity. I have to go sit in the green room while all the background people stay on a bus or out in the rain. I go into my old building because I'm a big shot. I was on the first team.
By the way, craft services alone.
Oh.
I would get in that acting gig if I could.
I'll tell you what. It was nice craft service tonight. I had to go to CineSpace, the big production facility down at like 17th and Western, and I didn't realize. I knew we were going to be off the studio lot shooting in somebody's backyard. So I get there and I have to go, and you know they say, "Oh, your dressing room is over here," and it's got my character name on it. I'll put some pictures up. Crony, that's my big character name. I don't even have a real name. I'm just a crony. And the lovely production assistant said, just so you know, we've been having some trouble with our air conditioning in the trailers today. She was not lying. First of all, now, I'm not complaining. I'm just telling, because everybody thinks, oh, so glamorous. Let me tell you the glamour of being a day player on a network television show. I walk into this. It's a trailer that's divided into like four dressing rooms. The dressing rooms are small. To be honest, you walk in and it's maybe about 7 feet wide and about 6-8 feet long. There's a little like sitting kind of couch thing on one side. There's a tiny toilet and a sink. And you think, oh, isn't that nice? I have a private bathroom. You'd be wrong. Big sign, right taped to the wall with green warning electrical tape. Don't use toilet or sink. I'm like, oh, all right. And there's my costume is hanging in there. So, but there's no air. It was, imagine, I was like veal. I was stuffed in a little box. So I get my costume on. And then they take me to hair and makeup, which is every time I've been on TV, it's been basically the same thing. They look at me and go, yeah, all right. That was it. The woman, I walked in and the head of the makeup department looked and I was red. My face was so red because it was so hot in this dressing room that I looked like I'd been in a sauna. And she's like, oh, you've been out in the sun? I go, well, it was mostly from the dressing room. She goes, well, I'm guessing they hired you because of how you looked. You look like an Irishman who's got a red face. We're just going to leave it. I'm like, okay. And then she goes, all right, now you move over here and sit in the hair department. And I'm like, really? And the poor woman who's doing everybody's hair. Meanwhile, one of the stars of the show is down there and he's getting his hair tinted and blown up and it's crazy and they're working on his hair. And she just looks at mine and goes, eh, maybe I'll clean up your neck a little. So she just got shaves the back. I got a nice shave on the back of my neck. All
that's
cleaned.
Nice.
Yeah, that's nice.
You're gonna pay for a haircut now.
It's terrific. I loved it. So getting to Esmeralda's point, which I will, we will talk about craft services after this. Yeah. Oh, Esmeralda, not once but twice. Craft services, phenomenal. Oh yes, showbiz stories. Everybody loves them because they're so glamorous. Here's something else in TV. You know, you see a show that's supposedly set in a certain city, and sometimes you can tell it's not. Well, the Chicago shows all shoot here, which is good. We were supposed to be in a Canaryville backyard. You know where Canaryville is, don't you? Down near Bridgeport, down near Guaranteed Rate Field, where the White Sox play, and we are the home of the White Sox. I'll throw that in, cross-promotion. That's how we do it. So where would you think we shot in? Where was this yard you think we shot in?
Ravenswood.
Yeah, it was just about in Wisconsin. It was so far north. It was like at, I forget how far north we were off Western.
You might have been where I live.
Where do you live?
Montrose. Montrose and Kimball.
Boy, I wish I could remember the name of the street now.
I only want to say that because I was in a Facebook group of the neighborhood. They were like, watch out, there's filming.
Maybe
these streets.
I mean, we were filming on a street. We were right on.
Look out! There's a handsome man giving a toast.
Oh man, I looked good.
Yeah,
too,
they were like,
costume.
"Don't stare too much."
No, it was. Oh no, they would have been looking at the two. They would have been looking at the main cast members. They were pretty. The two guys and a young lady. They were. Yeah, well, they looked like actors, and they spoke like actors. It was funny. You know, talking about the backstory of their getting really into doing their job. But it sounds funny to, you know, a regular person. Anyway, so we take the shuttle way north of the van, and we get off, and we go into this gym of this Catholic school where the big craft service is set up, Esmeralda. Oh, my goodness. That's right, because they had all the background people were in there. But the background people can't eat until the crew eats and the cast eats. And as one of the cast, I was quickly ushered in to the craft service where they had bacon-wrapped pork, red snapper, spaghetti squash, butternut squash. What was the other meat? They had something else. Then they had desserts. They had all sorts of salads. They had fruit. They had all sorts. Oh, man, it was an elaborate spread. So we had a little something to eat there. And then one of the PAs came over, and he had sat all the cast people together, except for the main people. They don't come and eat with the unwashed. I don't know where they went to. But he came and got us. And, you know, oh, we have to take you to set now for rehearsal. So we do all that, and it's going, and it's pouring at some points, and there's lightning, and they got to keep stopping. And then, Esmeralda, we're sitting in the green room. All the background people are still either on a bus, where they, when it rained, they herded all the background people into the buses and just made them sit in a bus. Or they stayed outside in the drizzle while we were in this little building, and they said, oh, guys, there's a break in the rain, and craft service has set up, and they have Thai food. Ooh. So if you'd like to go out and have Thai food, and they had all sorts of Thai food, and then they had a million sorts of treats. They had candies and granola and chips and Rice Krispie treats and everything you could imagine to keep hundreds of people moving in the wee hours of the morning so their energy did not dip. And you know what they brought out for the extras? Small cups of water.
Oh.
Yep. It is a rough gig being a background player. It is a rough gig because you're there all night, and I don't know what they pay them, but they paid them in cups of water. They did get dinner before they started, though, so that was good. But yeah, craft service is the way to go, Esmeralda. You want some pop? Sure. Name brand pop? Sure. A couple Coke Zeros. That's what I pounded down. Had me some basil chicken, beef and broccoli. Mm. Oh, sure. Yeah, it was. Oh, man, my diet went out the window. But I justified it by saying, well, I'm working.
And you probably didn't have to, because I'm sure they had very healthy choices.
I'm sure there were some. I didn't see them. You know, I needed to be honest, as I was looking at the clock and realizing I was going to then come right from there and come and be with you guys, I was like, I need a little sugar. I'm going to jack. well, we'll leave it at that. I'm going to get my metabolism going.